I'm Josh Lipton with your CNBC Tech Check. Apple's new phone has officially hit the shelves, but don't expect the long queues outside of Apple stores for the iPhone 12 and 12 Pro. With COVID-19 cases elevated across the U.S., Apple employees plan to hand out reservation forms, and customers will get a time for when they should return to the store. Face coverings and temperature checks will also be mandatory, and Apple will limit occupancy to prevent overcrowding. Meanwhile, more roadblocks for rideshare. A judge in California has once again ruled against Lyft and Uber, saying the companies must stop classifying drivers as independent contractors. The order upholds a lower court ruling, but won't take effect right away. Uber and Lyft will likely have about 60 days to ask the California Supreme Court to review that decision, and an upcoming ballot measure could undermine the case. California voters will decide on November 3rd whether to exempt app-based ride and delivery services from the state's gig economy law. And live streaming continues to play a big role in politics this year. Two of the top live streamers on Amazon-owned Twitch watched Thursday's presidential debate with over 100,000 viewers each. It follows U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's stunt earlier this week. On Tuesday night, more than 430,000 people tuned in to watch the New York Congresswoman play the hit video game Among Us. And just how big has live streaming become in 2020? Audience watched 7.4 billion hours of content across all platforms last quarter, nearly double the 3.8 billion watched this time last year, according to Streamlabs. That's all the news from the West Coast. We'll see you back here on Monday.